We're looking for your favorite, most notable TV and movie moms. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Good morning, Stu. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Dean. Enjoying the show as usual.
Thank you.
My favorite movie mom, or one of my favorites, but she has cracked me up many, many times, is George Costanza's mother.
Oh, my gosh. One of the greatest characters of all time.
There were some classic shows, obviously, when she walked in on George with a girly magazine, and among many others.
I wish I could get the audio clip of that. When she discovers George, how did she put it? I'm trying to remember how she put it.
I don't remember.
Genius. I have to find it. I have to find it to play that. Because it's hilarious. All the characters on Seinfeld were so great, but yeah, you're right. She was absolutely fantastic. Great
she
choice.
Was great.
Thanks,
great.
Stu. Have a great
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, Dean. You too.
Appreciate the call. Dana, good morning. You are on WGN.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Good.
One of my favorite movies is Spanglish.
The Adam Sandler movie.
Yes, with Adam Sandler, Tia Leone plays his wife.
Yeah.
She's the dysfunctional mom, and then they hire a Mexican housekeeper who kind of takes over being the mom to their daughter and really shows her how to be a good mom. So I am totally a basket case by the end of the movie.
Now that you're saying all that, I'm remembering it all. What a great choice. I wouldn't have thought that. I wouldn't have remembered that one, but it's an outstanding choice.
I highly recommend it.
Spanglish with Tia Leone and Adam Sandler. A good choice. Happy
yes.
Mother's Day to you, Dana. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great
Bye-bye.
Day. Bye-bye. Here is Greg. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi. How you doing, Dean?
Good.
To the weirdest TV mom, Lily Munster.
Lily Munster.
I saw a show episode yesterday when Grandpa and Herman were arguing, and Lily chastised her father, saying, "You know, there was a time when Herman took you in, you didn't know who your next meal was going to be."
That show was so clever.
And then she told Herman she's never been so embarrassed in all her lives. It's lines like that that, you know, as campy as that show is, there are some lines in that show. She used to tell Eddie to make sure he closed the lid to his bed every night. That show kills me every time I see it, and I forgot how campy it was, but it's even though it's like 50 years later, it's still funny.
I couldn't agree with you more. When you watch the reruns of The Munsters, you know, you see different little innuendos, double entendres, little references to things, topical things, things that were going on in the news. Such random things, but clever little writing like you're talking about.
Yeah, Grandpa told Herman never to hammer steaks near him and no, because it all caused him heartburn.
That's fantastic.
You know, lines like that. I mean, Al Lewis is a former vaudevillian.
All right.
And Fred Gwynne, who is was at the time a very good actor. I mean, a very good actor who was trapped in that role. But in later movies, in Pet Cemetery,
My Cousin Vinny,
he proved himself to be and he was very good in the theater.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Fred, yeah, they were great actors. But Fred Gwynne and Al Lewis, not only on The Munsters, but Car 54, Where Are You? That's another show. If you ever see it on in reruns, there's some pretty clever writing going on in both of those
shows. I don't know who the writers were, but the double entendres just killed me.
Okay, Greg, I appreciate the call. Lily Munster, absolutely good choice for Mother's Day. I've got a bunch of texts coming in. Had the mother from Lassie, I think that was June Lockhart, who played the mother on Lassie. The mother from Malcolm in the Middle, yeah, she was fantastic. Her name is escaping me right now, but I know exactly who you're talking about. On the show called The Middle, Patricia Heaton, another great TV mom who was also a TV mom on Everybody Loves Raymond. Some of the other texts coming through, Morticia Adams on the Adams Family, Adrian Barbeau is Oswald's mom on the Drew Carey Show. Wow, that's a stretch. Oh, here's some responses. We're talking about George Costanza's mom at that famous scene where George is defiling himself, shall we say, while he was paging through Glamour magazine. Someone reminds me, and the quote was, "I walk in and I find you treating your body like an amusement park." Exactly right. That's such a funny line. Mary Tyler Moore and Ordinary People. Wow, that's a fantastic choice for Mother's Day. Rondi Reed, Chicago's own Rondi Reed. Hilarious on Mike and Molly. So sad that show is canceled. Jeannie, good morning. You're on WGN.
Hi, Dean. How are you?
Is it Jean or Jeannie?
It's Jean.
Nice to have you, Jean. Good morning.
Hi. This goes back a little ways. Friendly Persuasion, my favorite movie ever. And Dorothy McGuire was the mother. Just a strong, wonderful woman. All kind, you know, master. She had standards. She was the Quaker leader, and in their church or their meeting house.
Yeah.
And just beautiful. And they played it. Gary Cooper and she were like real people. I mean, it was a real family. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some beautiful roles. That's for sure.
The first one I thought of, anyway.
Dorothy McGuire. Good choice.
Yes. Take care, Dean.
Thanks, Jean. Happy Mother's Day to you. I appreciate your call.
Thank you. Thank you.
We also have Linda on the phone, 312-981-7200. Hi, Linda. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Dean. I absolutely love your show.
Thank you.
I don't know the moms' names, but in the movie Parenthood, I think that the moms were so real, and I loved the grandmother and her advice about the Ferris wheel. You know, life is like going on the Ferris wheel.
Oh, right, right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And, but the moms in that, the two moms in the real-life situations that they were dealing with, I thought they did an excellent job.
I'm trying to look them up here real fast because their names are also escaping me.
Mary
Steenburgen? Mary Steenburgen?
Yes, she played one of the moms. And then the other mom, I can't remember her name.
I'm seeing Lauren Graham.
Maybe.
She was on the show. Monica
Parter
was on the show.
But the grandmother in her line, I thought, was so excellent when she, Mary Stern, the mother Mary, was having her difficulties with kids and husband and whatever, and she talks about that Ferris wheel, and I thought it was such a great analogy, a great way to look at
Erica
life.
Erica Christensen, I didn't watch the show. I'm not recalling the names, but I know it was a really popular show that was like 2010. Oh, you're talking about the movie version of Parenthood.
The movie, yes.
Oh, I'm looking at the NBC version that was
Martin played the husband of Mary.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll look that up in a second here because we're running out of time. But I appreciate your call, though, Linda. You have a wonderful day today, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you very much. Don, you're on WGN. Good morning.
And good day to you, sir. Olivia de Havilland, Melanie,
Gone
with the Wind.
Oh, wow. That's a good one. That's classic right there.
Strong-willed, loyal, and, you know, polite.
and polite. Always very important.
I come home and find my son treating his body like it was an amusement park.
Classic from the Seinfeld show. Our moms, more than women. The Bee Gees connection here. 11:37, we're talking about favorite TV and movie moms. Veronica, do you have any? Stick with you.
Oh, gosh, I think people have already covered most of the... I like quirky moms, you know, because my mom's very quirky.
Uh-huh.
She's just one of these people that you meet, and just afterwards you think she's sweet and lovable, but you think, oh, she's just quirky.
That's fantastic. Those are the best kind of moms.
You know, true, because I am not a stuffy person at all, and I attribute that to my mother. I'm very practical.
That's good. Yeah. March to your own beat on the text line. Peg Bundy.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. J.R. Ewing's mom. Remember that from the old Dallas TV show? I'm
trying to remember what she was like.
Remember, kind of buttoned up, wasn't she?
I'm not really a big buttoned up type of fan.
Wendy McClendon Covey, the mother on the TV show The Goldbergs. That's a fantastic character.
Mm-hmm.
You ever watched that show? Elizabeth Montgomery on Bewitched, of course. Samantha. Estelle Getty on The Golden Girls. Sophia.
Yeah, definitely.
All of them were pretty memorable.
Everybody
moms.
Loves Raymond, George Costanza's mom. Those, you know, because they're outspoken and, like I said, quirky, I like them.
Marion Cunningham from Happy Days, Mrs. C, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Here's one that you're going to love, and this is one of my favorite TV moms, too, Marge Simpson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Marge Simpson, absolutely.
My youngest son says he learned more about life from The Simpsons than anywhere
well,
else.
Well, get it where you can, I guess. 847 says, don't forget Donna Reed. Of course, I've been seeing some reruns of those. Those are fun to watch. Katie Sagal, of course, Sons of Anarchy. Cher in Mask. That's a great mother's role. Roseanne, True Parent Dialogue. Some very interesting choices here. Claire Huxtable from The Cosby Show. What else do we have here? Oh, this is interesting. Eve Arden on My Mother, the Car. Do you even remember that show?
No.
My Mother, the Car was a show, I want to say in the early 60s, I think, where I don't even remember who's on the show now. I want to say it was a Jerry Van Dyke. I have to look it up. But anyway, somebody's mother was reincarnated as a car, as an automobile. So when this guy would get in his car, the mother would talk to him.
My mother would be nagging me about my driving all the time.
I think that's so. Let me just look this up here. My mother, the car. Yeah, it was Jerry Van Dyke. Jerry Van Dyke, 1965. And this actually says Ann Southern. Ann Southern. It doesn't say Eve Arden. So that may just be someone remembering it incorrectly. But that, you know, to have your mother as an automobile, you know, that's an interesting choice. Let's get a couple more here on the phone. 312-981-7200. Mary Alice, hello. You're on WGN.
Hi, Dean. Happy to speak with you.
My pleasure to talk to you, and happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you. I have a mom that I'm suspecting only your mother and myself will remember, but in the very early 50s, Peggy Wood played Mama in I Remember Mama.
Oh, wow. I do remember that movie.
Yes, and the movie had Irene Dunne, I think,
yeah,
in it. But Peggy Wood, who later became, you know, the headmistress in The Sound of Music.
She was the Mother Superior in this. Who sang,
Mother Superior,
she sang
right.
Climb Every Mountain in the movie Sound of Music, yeah.
So Peggy Wood played Mama, and this was really years way early. And her son, Dick Van Patten, played her son, Nels, who, you know, Dick Van Patten ended
sure.
up in yep. Eight Is Enough and
right.
all sorts of things.
Right.
So anyway,
that's
let's
a
hear
good
from
one.
Some of us old-timers.
That's a good one. You know, while we're going back from, you know, moms from that era, I have no idea what the actress's name was, but do you remember the Betty Davis movie, Now Voyager?
Yes, I do.
And there was the most repressive mother of all time,
oh.
who was Betty Davis's mother in that movie. I mean, it was like the core of why she was having problems, and she had to get mm-hmm. away from her repressive mother. That's one of the great roles of all time, and I'm sorry I don't remember the name of the actress, but
I don't either, but I sure do remember the movie.
Yeah, those old classic black and white movies are fun yep. to watch on AM movie channels, you know, that play them these days. I appreciate
Absolutely.
Your call.
Absolutely. Okay.
Ariel's, have a great day. Thank you so much.
Thanks. You too. Bye
All
now.
Right. Bye-bye. Here is Melissa. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi. Motherhood is messy, so messy. I'm a mom of a 9 and 11-year-old, and probably one of the best movies I ever saw was Stepmom with Susan Sarandon
oh, yeah.
and Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts, that's right.
Yes. It's passion, it's peril, and obviously it capitalized on the greatest fear of every mother, which is to not be able to see the return on your investment.
Right.
You know?
Wow. That's a really profound way to put that.
So, yes.
So do you like mom?
The biggest job you'll ever do, unfortunately.
the most important for sure. So do you like realistic kind of moms? Or do you prefer the June Cleaver, Donna Reed, you know, perfectly buttoned up all the time kind of moms, which was certainly idealistic. But, you know, what mom was like that in real life, right?
But didn't you find it fascinating as stepmom? Because you would think Susan Sarandon would be the Thelma and Louise crazy, over-the-top mom. And she was the buttoned up, we're going to do it perfect, you know, toe the line. And then in the end, everything turns on a corner.
Right.
And obviously, she loses complete control.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's the fascinating thing. With, I think this was probably one of Susan Sarandon's least recognized roles because she herself was an older mother.
Yeah, it was very, a very different kind of role for her and certainly different from the persona that we know, for which we know Susan Sarandon as well.
Exactly.
That's a great choice.
And love to hear about your mother, Dean. So keep up the great work.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to replay the visit with my mom in a few minutes here. Thank you for the call, Melissa, and have a great day today. Happy Mother's Day. Here is Bonnie. You're on WGN.
Hi. Good morning, Dean. I love your show.
Thank you.
I listen to it all the time.
Aren't you nice? Thank you.
Oh, well, I think you're terrific.
Thank you.
And I have one that I can't remember her name, but it was the great mom that was on the 70s show.
Oh, yeah.
Destin Kutcher and Topher Grace was Eric, her son.
Right.
And then she had the, can I say, slutty daughter on the radio.
we can say that, sure.
I just did.
You naughty girl.
Yeah, she was a naughty girl. And she thought she was, did you watch the show
at
all?
I did. I sure did. The character's name was Kitty.
Yes. And she was a nurse.
Right. And she was a nurse.
She was a nurse.
And just ever suffering between the kids and that husband that she had to endure all this, right?
He was a great actor. You know, the parents really stole the show for me. You know, most people watched it, I think, for the other characters, but I loved the parents.
Yeah, they were great. Kitty and Red, right? Remember Red?
And Red. Oh, yes. Kitty and Red. And he was always trying to get her to drink a little bit so she would loosen up. But there was a scene, remember, when the daughter, whose name I can't remember now, comes home and they're seated at the table, dining room table, and they're having one of her teachers comes with her. And you know, she's failing, so she's sleeping with him. So and it's no big secret except to the parents why this teacher is so fond of her. And they're all sitting at the dining room table, and then, you know, Eric can't control himself. He finally says, "And so what do you do with your teacher? And how is she doing in, I don't know, with Spanish or something?" She's trying not to flunk out of college, and here she's dating him.
That's funny. The actress was Deborah Jo Rupp. She played Kitty.
Oh, my. Is she still alive, I hope?
I believe she is. I believe she is. I'll look it up in a second.
I can't
Kurtwood Smith played Red, the husband. And Deborah Jo Rupp is very much alive and well, so she's doing okay.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
But, you know, she and that laugh she had, do you remember her laugh?
I don't. I have to go back and watch some reruns. It doesn't.
She'd laugh like this. It was the weirdest. I apologize to everybody for that, but it was such a. It wasn't just like a natural laugh, but it was her laugh.
Yeah.
And she wasn't as dumb as everybody thought she was.
You're
great. She wasn't an airhead. She was really smart.
Bonnie, I love your enthusiasm. I love your laugh. Yeah, I'm glad you liked it. I'm glad you called in today. I hope you have a great Mother's Day today. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our listeners just have nothing but fun here on Sunday morning. Mary, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Happy
Thank you. The mother I am thinking about is the mother of Elizabeth Taylor in National Velvet.
Oh, wow.
Now that goes way back.
Yeah,
you don't remember that.
Well, it's been a long time since I've seen it. But was it Angela Lansbury was in the movie? Wasn't she? Wasn't she one of the elders?
Her sister.
She was the sister.
Yeah, she was one of the sisters. She was her older sister.
Okay.
Of Elizabeth, yeah. Mickey Rooney was in there. He was the trainer of the horse.
Right, yeah. I don't remember the name of the actress. I'm trying to visualize. This was Elizabeth Taylor's mother in National Velvet.
Yes, and her name was Mrs. Brown. The character was Mrs. Brown, and she was very, I don't want to say deadbeat, but real serene or something. But she was very, whatever she said made sense and stuff. You know, she didn't say too much, but it was her knowledge of the.
I'm gonna have to go back and look that one up. I'm not recalling that, but it's again, like we were talking about before, these are classic motion pictures. You know, people, forget about some of these great old movies. You got to go back and watch. You know, there are just some movies you got to watch, and National Velvet would definitely be one of them. Have a wonderful day today, Mary. I appreciate your call very much. Thank you. And Nick, good morning. You're on WGN.
Hey, Dean. Good morning to you.
What's up? What's going on, buddy?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Which one's your favorite?
Yeah, well, we're thinking about when Vicki Lawrence played Mama in that Carol Burnett skit.
Oh, that's fantastic, right?
Yeah, that you couldn't watch one of those without laughing. It was fantastic.
Oh, talk about a dysfunctional, hilariously dysfunctional family that Vicki Lawrence took and, you know, created that whole Mama's Family TV show from that. Those were some great ones, but Vicki Lawrence and Carol Burnett together. Classic, completely, totally classic. That's a great pick. Thank you for calling, Nick.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you. And Tony, wrap it up for us here. Good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Dean. Dean, I'm in the car with my wife, and we're searching, and we came up with Mrs. Letterman, who was part of our Thanksgiving for years with David and the Pies.
All right.
And plus, she had to raise David, too.
David, so what was her name? Dorothy? Was it Dorothy? Was that her name? Or Dot?
I think you're right. I think it was Dorothy.
Yeah. I used to love that. I used to look forward to whenever Dave would have his mom on the show from Indianapolis. They, you know, or occasionally he would send her out to the Olympics or, you know, send her out someplace. And she just looked like an absolute sweetheart. One of my favorite parts.
Yeah, she was his alter ego. She was very friendly and everything.
Yeah.
So, okay. That's our vote. Dean, have a great day.
Perfect choice and a perfect way to wrap this up.